Nolte, Donald Trump trial fails to stop CNN's ratings doom spiral. By John Nolte on June 7, 2024. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, dry-humped former President Donald Trump's kangaroo trial in search of ratings glory and managed to attract an average of only 486,000 total day viewers throughout all of May. Knoll's disastrous primetime lineup did little better, attracting a pathetic average of only 518,000 viewers. CNN has spent 8 years using lies and conspiracy theories to twist Trump into its own personal arch-villain. And just when it was all supposed to climax with that guilty verdict, nobody freaking cared to watch. Glorious. It gets better. No, seriously, get a load of this. Knoll's ratings decreased in May. With its orange whale finally in a criminal court. Compared to April, CNN's primetime ratings still collapsed by 17%. CNN's total day ratings fell by 7 points. Pardon me while I do my happy dance. Averages for May with comparisons to April. Primetime total viewers / age 25 to 54 demo viewers. Fox News, 2.00 million, plus 1%. 199,000, minus 9%. MSNBC, 1.16 million, minus 8%. 110,000, minus 4%. Knoll, 518,000, minus 17%. 96,000, minus 15%. Total day total viewers / age 25 to 54 demo viewers. Fox News, 1.29 million, plus 2%. 147,000, minus 6%. MSNBC, 816,000, minus 8%. 83,000, minus 4%. Knoll, 468,000, minus 7%. 81,000, minus 8%. In the demo that sets advertiser rates, CNN couldn't even pull 100,000 average viewers, which is considered the bare minimum, with Trump on trial. Compared to 2023, Fox's primetime ratings are up 41%, not a typo, in total viewers and 47% in demo viewers. Meanwhile, MSNBC primetime saw no viewership gain compared to 2023, but the demo was down 8%. Compared to 2023, Knoll is up only 4% in total primetime viewers, with Trump on trial, and down 15% in demo viewers. This is a presidential election year, one of the two candidates is on trial, and the wheels are still coming off of CNN. CNN is kept alive almost entirely by left-wing affirmative action in the form of cable TV carriage fees. Everyone who has CNN as part of their cable package subsidizes this fascist outlet. Even if you never watch, CNN gets a piece of your cable bill. But with more people canceling cable and moving to streaming, that revenue source is drying up, which means CNN is doomed. And don't forget, CNN has already tried streaming, and we all saw how that turned out. Glorious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.